Neil Dukes, Leeds Centurions coach. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's Leeds' first win in Super League since the 30th of April 2005. The first time that Lee have beaten St Helens in top flight rugby league since 1994. So I think it's fair to say congratulations.
Yeah, I think the fans enjoyed it. Probably not me in that second half with some incidents there. But yeah, I just said to the players, mile off in some areas to be fair, but bucket loads of commitment and effort and a will to win and stop the ball from getting over the try line. So, you know, when we got that, you know, the easy bits sometimes is the little technical bits that's good. But to a man, you know, we lost Corey Patterson again to an head injury, and then we lost Tilts to an head injury. We're jiggling our pack everywhere, but. Effort, commitment, you know, real big ticks.
I've got another ease along with that effort, energy, enthusiasm, excitement and entertainment. It was sensational at times. Could you believe, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking this, particularly in the first half, you were rip-roaring through the St Helens defence at times, looked like a knife through butter.
Yeah, we did it, and things we've got to keep doing, and this team, you know, this new team that we put together, we've got to keep doing that for longer periods, and that's what we said. When we get under a little bit of fatigue, we kind of go in our shell, and we spoke about any tight rucks, you know, St Helens eating us up, and when we get tired, we start doing the things we've not practiced, and we make it difficult for ourselves. We started the game really well, and as I say, first half could have probably got in a couple of scores more, and second half on back of it, an horrendous penalty count, unbelievable penalty count, with some real, you know, calls in there, like I say, you know, he's obviously seen them and given, but it seemed everything we did just went against us, and scoring the try, just giving ourselves a bit of breathing space, then they catch the ball on the 10, so they get the ball back, then we defend the set, and then we carry it out, and then they take it, ball steal on a one-on-one. It's just never ending, just kept hammering nails in the coffin. But no, it was good. I think the big thing for me is I said after round one, we'd sink or swim, you know what I mean, and eventually we would swim, and I think last week we kind of kept our head above water and more or less swam, but today we swam with them, you know what I mean, and that's what it's about. And next week we've got to do the same at Wigan, and then week after Huddersfield and Warrington, and that's what this team's got to start being, backing up big performances, what we spoke about all week.
Yeah, you're clearly very proud, and rightly so, of your efforts. I mean, you mentioned Wigan, so looking forward to going to the DW.
Yeah, looking forward to every game. You know, there's a lot of new experiences now.
This is a bit special, though, aren't we? To put it into perspective, what it means to the Leeds Centurions supporters going to play Wigan in Super League at their stadium. It'd be a big game when you play the return here as well, obviously.
Yeah. On back of it, world champions. So yeah, and again, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, to the challenge. But whilst, you know, we look forward to the occasion and the event and the atmosphere and obviously that, you know, the stadium is really good. We got to make sure that we keep performing well. And I don't, like I say, I'm repeating myself a few times. I don't want to be, you know, getting to end of season saying, oh, that was a great atmosphere. That was, we got to be talking about good performances and consistent performances, and that's what I want to be labelled with this team.
Of course, Mickey Higham came back and played a blinder against St Helens. I just thought at times Neil Dukes in that win against St Helens, his experience was there for all to see, and of course he finished off with a sensational
massively, and that's kind of somewhat we missed a little bit back end of last week, just something to change a game and get us back into them structures, and we practiced a lot of that players about us getting in them areas, and Mickey took it. We were a different team when he was on, and that's why he's so important to us. He has struggled with that calf over the week, but we'll wrap him in cotton wool this week for sure. We've got to get him out there again next week.
I just get the feeling you might have a good week in the build-up to the game at Wigan now.
Yeah, I spoke to somebody early on. I think this week's been really good as well. Honestly, really good. It's for me, being involved in this club for a number of years now, I don't think we've ever had two losses together, certainly for the last 3-4 years, and it's been a funny feeling, but it's been really, really enjoyable. You know, getting up in the morning, really looking forward to coming to work. And like I say, I've got a real good, honest group there at the moment that's enjoying it.
Interesting start to life in Super League, isn't it? Leeds, St Helens, Wigan,
Castleford away, you just beat Warrington.
Of course,
so, you know, and we may look back on that result sometime, saying it's a lot of teams go there and get thumped this year. So again, I said it, you know, when we got beat at Batley last year, we learned a lot of things about ourselves. If they'd have been really scratched with their performance and would have come away with a 6 or 8 point loss, we probably wouldn't have gone into the depths of what we did after that game, and we certainly improved massively going into Leeds and did it again today.
You're still learning as a coach, obviously, and I think some of your players are still learning about life in Super League.
Yeah, you know, I think we've made 7 or 8 Super League debuts over the last 2 or 3 rounds. You know, seven or eight guys got heritage numbers, so it's a new team that's coming together. But the same things apply. you know, the same principles apply, but what you don't get away with it in Super League, and we understand that. You know, there's enough experience on the field and off the field to understand that. And it probably just hit home, certainly last week, that when we didn't take them opportunities at the right time. And on the back of it, really had some poor spells, which was 6-7 minutes where they went try. We speak about them, and it's hitting home now, and probably learned a lot of lessons on the back of it. Hopefully we don't have to keep learning lots and lots of lessons.
Congratulations again, Neil Dukes. Thanks for being with us.
Cheers, pal. Thanks.